Next item on the agenda is Norview Marina, 09-1444. Mr. Leichhardt, good morning.
Norview Marina is requesting authorization to dredge 270 cubic yards of subaqueous material from a 6,800 square foot area adjacent to a boat slip, boat ramp, and travel lift area to provide maximum depths of 6.5 feet at mean low water. This is adjacent to their marina situated along Broad Creek in Middlesex County. Project is protested by a nearby property owner. Map showing Middlesex and Stingray Point area, Deltaville. This is Broad Creek here. This topographic map of the project site. Norview Marina is located along the southern side of Broad Creek in Deltaville. This is a 2009 aerial image of the marina. A little bit closer view of that same aerial. Norview Marina is a full-service marina with 99 open and covered wet slips and an upland boatel for dry storage. You see the red roofed boathouses out here, some open slips. This is the travel lift and boat ramp area here. This is the upland boatel, and these are launch facilities for the boatel operation. They are proposing to dredge an area adjacent to their two travel lift slips, a boat ramp, and an existing slip that's adjacent to the larger travel lift facility to a depth to provide maximum depths of minus 6.5 feet at mean low water. It will involve approximately 270 cubic yards of material. The dredging is proposed to be located within an existing earthen bermed containment area, which is located right along here. The area had been previously dredged, and this containment area has been previously used as well. This is a plan view of the dredge area. The area was previously dredged to a depth of minus 5 feet in the mid-80s. Accordingly, only that portion of the material being dredged deeper than minus 5 feet is being considered new dredging. The balance of the material is considered maintenance dredging. The increased depth will allow for the hauling and repair of larger vessels. This is a ground shot of the area to be dredged. This area here is the 30-ton lift area, lift basin. This is the basin associated with the boat slip here. This is their larger 90-ton lift. And then there's a slip on the other side of this that is also being dredged. The travel lift and adjacent slip area are apparently leased to Zimmerman Marine, which is an established company that builds and services large vessels. These are cross-sectional drawings of the four areas to be dredged. It's a 30-ton lift. You see they still have the black line is the existing depth, so they've got about 4.5 feet there. This is a cross-sectional drawing and plan view drawing of the disposal area. Showing it measuring 80 feet wide, 150 feet long, more than adequate to contain the 280-some cubic yards. This is another ground shot of the project area. The project is protested by Mr. James M. Mackey III. He's the owner of property located across the creek from the project site. I believe this is his parcel here, his property. He's concerned with questions the need for the dredging and whether it will lead to additional boat traffic. He's also concerned with the potential environmental impacts and increased noise generated by the use of the facilities. Another ground shot looking across the area to be dredged. In their report dated February 12 of this year, VIM states that there will be temporary increases in turbidity resulting from the dredging, but only localized impacts on water quality are expected due to the location and the size of the dredge area. They recommend the dredging be limited to that which is necessary and that the berm around the disposal area be adequate to prevent the reentry of dredged material into the adjacent waterway or the adjacent wetland. They also note the marina is designated as a Virginia Clean Marina, and they recommend that best management practices be continued to limit the introduction of pollution into the waterway. Department of Conservation and Recreation does not anticipate the project will adversely impact any of their programs. They did note the applicability of the Chesapeake Bay Local Assistance, or Chesapeake Bay Act and the Chesapeake Bay Local Assistance Division. Those are regulated by the local government. No other state agencies have commented on the proposal. Project will only encroach on oyster planting ground that's leased by the marina. A final aerial. Again, this is from 2009. The proposed dredging is designed to restore and improve navigable access to existing marina facilities. Provided the dredge cut connects to at least the existing -6-foot contour as proposed, and provided further that the appropriate best management practices are employed during the dredging and dewatering of the dredge material, the environmental impacts associated with this relatively small dredging project should be minimal. The location and small size of the dredge area should allow for the easy deployment of a sediment curtain that would serve to further minimize siltation into the adjacent waters. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project conditioned upon the inclusion of our standard dredging conditions and the deployment of a sediment curtain around the perimeter of the dredge area while the area is actively being dredged. We would also recommend the assessment of a dredge royalty of $83.25 for the new dredging of approximately 185 cubic yards of state-owned bottom material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. The standard dredging conditions would include the inspection of the constructed disposal area to make sure that it meets requirements, keep that material from getting back into the adjacent wetlands and waterway that was mentioned by VIMS. It would also involve a discussion of the terms and conditions of the permit and a pre-application site visit to see the state disposal area. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions of Mr. Nykirk? Thank you, Chip. Very well done. Can you do me a favor, Chip? Put the first aerial back up, if you would, please. That one.
That one.
Thank you. Is the applicant here represented? Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning. Mr. Commissioner, members of the commission, I'm Carla Havens with Mid-Atlantic Resource Consulting.
Would you raise your right hand? Solomon, swear the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
Proceed, ma'am.
First of all, thank you to Mr. Nykirk for such a thorough presentation. As it was explained to me, this normally would have been a in-house issuance, but because Mr. Mackey has opposed the project, we're here before you today requesting authorization for this. I contacted Mr. Mackey after receiving a copy of his letter, and I left a number of messages with him in December and then finally was able to speak with him. And through a lengthy conversation, it appeared to me that his concerns were more over noise issues and the potential for an increase of noise issues, such as would there be additional use of the existing piers. I guess partying is a problem. And bottom line is I offered to send him a copy of the noise ordinance for the County of Middlesex, which I did, and I've got a copy here for your records. And that is enforced by the locality.
And we're not going to enter into debate on that issue.
Okay, I'm pleased to hear that. Additionally, I'd like to point out that Mr. Mackey purchased that property January 1st of 1997, so he came after the marina had been there for some time. And when you move across the street from, or across the creek from a marina, there's a certain expectation of what goes on during normal business hours. Mr. Doug Restbreff, who has been the general manager for over 20 years at Norview Marina, is in the audience if you have any historical questions about past activities. But basically, the basins and the travel lifts have filled in over the years. When the larger boats come in, it's difficult to get the straps underneath them to lift them out of the water. And they're just requesting to basically maintenance dredge what's been historically dredged.
Any questions? Mr. Holland.
Do you agree with staff recommendation?
Yes, and Mr. Asaf, who's the owner of the marina, has no problems with those conditions.
Thank you, ma'am. Yes, I'm sorry. Mr. Robbins has a question.
I want to follow up. I'm sorry. Ma'am, just with respect to the concerns that have been raised regarding the change in use of the marina, it sounds like you're really seeking to restore the ability to use the travel lifts and use the facilities. So is there going to be any significant change in the use of the facility?
Not to my knowledge. It's basically going back to a little bit deeper than the original depths. But right now, when they bring the larger boats into the two travel lifts, if it's low tide, you've got a big boat. They're hitting the bottom. And then on the boat ramp, when you could see on that, and it's an exaggerated profile because I'm squeezing it on a sheet of paper, but when they gun the boats to get onto the trailers, it's shifted all the sediment out into the waterway. So they're basically, they're hitting that when they're coming in. So it's just basically smoothing everything back out to what it originally was.
Further questions? Thank you, ma'am. Is anyone here in opposition to the project? Oh. The reason I asked them to put the first aerial up, the concerns outlined in the paragraph by Mr. Nykirk indicated that the protester was concerned about additional boat traffic. I would say that whoever planned this has pretty much maximized the benefit of the waterfront for marina use, and I don't know how, in all honesty, and no deference to the person's concerns, there be a prediction of increased boat traffic. As to noise, we ruled on that before, and I think that's pretty clear as far as what we'd be consider, what we'd need to consider there, but matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Robbins and
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the staff's analysis and the responses that we've heard today through testimony and staff's assessment of the with respect to the protest, I would move that we approve staff's recommendations.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much.